T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I think we're going to do it. Alex and I have been talking a lot about joining a gym, just like everybody else after the first of the year.
If I were to utter those words to Booker like last month or before, anytime in 2018, he'd be like, eh. And you'd talk me out of it. I'd be like, eh, gym, whatever. But we should, because we
have
no reason.
I hate to exercise.
Bro, I was so over the holidays, I was in El Paso visiting my family, and like down the street from them, there's a Planet Fitness. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? Before the holidays, I'm just going to not just go to the gym every day that I'm here. And I went, and I hadn't been to a gym in a while, and I got on a treadmill for like an hour. I walked out just drenched every day. And then it got to me thinking, like, Booker, we could do this together. For 2019, we should just stop and just go hit a gym after the show. Not hit it in the sense of like, let's do weights and let's do like CrossFit action. Let's do classes. Let's just go get on a treadmill for an hour after the show when we're done with everything. And then afterwards, by the gym, there's probably a thundercloud. There may be something. We could go hit that. But at least we're doing something, you know? I mean, and it's like, there's like the Planet Fitness I went to, it was like $10 to get in for like once a month.
So I'm thinking if I have some motivation. Mm-hmm. It should be Alex, right? Yeah. We'd have to do it together. Mm-hmm. And Alex is no gym rat, so it's mm-hmm. not like I'm going with, here's the thing. My wife is like very physically active.
Yes.
She, you know, she's training for a marathon right now. She goes to the gym every single day. And as much as I love her support and I want her support, I would get intimidated.
Yeah, I can see that.
Just because she's so into it and knows what she's doing. And I want to look good for my wife. And I don't want to just be walking around in the gym looking like a buffoon because I don't know what I'm doing. And I'm fat and I'm huffing and puffing, short of breath. I don't know. It's not a look that I want to represent for my wife.
Dude, you know what? Everything that you said, I know exactly how you feel. So I was flying over the weekend and I met a girl on the plane. Her name's Samantha. She has a spin class. She has a gym. And I'm doing it no justice.
Not doing a spin class.
She has a downtown cycling like gym that she runs. And just talking to her about, like, it's just, I felt so fish out of water, just like, I mean, I have nothing to say about, like, I feel so, you could easily feel so intimidated and not want to be a part of it, not want to do it, but I feel like with you, Booker, if we motivate each other.
Go to the gym with the goal of, I'm going to go to the gym and walk. That's all you have to do. Like, don't go 0 to 100, just go. Get on a treadmill and walk.
Everyone's doing it right now, too, so we just get lost in the shuffle. You know what I mean? It's not like you're not going to stick out.
Well, that's what Derek in Round Rock is complaining about. Derek, good morning.
I was calling because I heard y'all were talking about you guys going back to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not sure back to the gym is the correct term, yeah.
I mean, everyone's doing it, so why shouldn't we, you know?
Yeah, and that's what kind of pisses me off, because I know you staunchly hate the gym, and, you know, I kind of live my life in the gym, and these first 2 weeks in the new year really pissed me off, and y'all just kind of set me over the edge.
And what way? And by the way, I don't even call it the gym. I call it the James, because we're not that close.
Where did you read that? I know you didn't make that up.
Come on.
No, you read that somewhere.
You read that somewhere
100%.
For sure.
Anyway.
Whoever wrote that, that's clever. Absolutely.
Why do we piss you off?
Well, I'm just tired of all these, you know, resolutioners coming into basically my church. Uh-huh. And ruining it.
How are we ruining it?
Because you're wasting my time. You're using machines that you don't even know how to use.
Okay.
You're walking slow. You're standing in front of the water fountain talking with people. Move. Get out of the way. Know what you're doing before you come to my house.
I guess it's kind of like when people go to church for those, like for Easter and Christmas and like the
I call
big
them C&E Catholics or C&E Christians.
What is that?
Christmas and Easter.
Yeah. I bet you it's like that. I mean, we take up space when we do that, you know, and parking spots.
But just like I don't complain when those people come to church. I'm just happy that y'all are there.
Exactly. You should be welcoming us into your gym.
Yeah.
And all these people with these New Year's resolutions, we're all wanting to try to be healthy, kind of.
I mean, here's the thing that you can expect. If you go to the gym, it's going to be crowded in January, mm-hmm. so deal with it. And I actually, this is weird for me, have been going to the gym regularly. This is like new in my life over the past year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's awesome that the classes are booked, but I would prefer, I know how excited those people are, and I'd rather encourage them and hope that they stick it out the whole year because someone did that for me, as opposed to complain about it. Like, get over yourself.
Well, they're not gonna stick it out.
Oh, wow.
They're going to walk a half a mile, and then they're going to say, good enough, and leave.
And you know what? Half a mile is better than a quarter of a mile, so good for them.
Walk it outside. Walk to your refrigerator and back to your couch a couple times.
Man.
That's what I did in 2018. I'm trying to fix that.
Hey, well, didn't you get a Peloton, Alex?
Yeah.
How's that working out?
I've never ridden it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.